Probably, I agree with you.
Yeah. Or maybe you could say it like neither and I, or something like that. I'm going to ask you about the names for a few parts of the body. This right here you call the
forehead.
Mm-hmm. And this is my
hand.
Mm-hmm. And I got two.
Two hands.
Mm-hmm. And this part right here you call the
palm.
Mm-hmm. And I make a
fist.
And I got two.
Fist.
Mm-hmm. And this is all is my
hair.
Mm-hmm. If I let it grow out on my face, I'm growing a
beard.
Mm-hmm. And this is my
ears.
Which one is it?
Right here.
And this is my
left.
Mm-hmm. And this right here is my
mouth.
Mm-hmm. And this is the back of my
head.
Or specifically
neck.
Mm-hmm. And this is your
toe.
Mm-hmm. This thing that goes up and down right here.
Gizzard.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You ever heard that called anything else?
Gizzard.
Mm-hmm. Do people around here ever say Adam's apple much?
Yeah.
Did I tell you what one old fella told me he called it? Huh. Go fetch it.
Go fetch it.
Go fetch it. That's right. And these are all my
teeth.
And just one of them you call a
tooth.
And this fleshy part around. What about sometimes when people get older, they complain they're getting a little stiff in their
joints.
Uh-huh. What about the upper part of a man's body? That's his
chest.
Mm-hmm. And these are my
shoulders.
Mm-hmm. And this is my right
leg.
Mm-hmm. And that's my
foot.
I got two.
Left foot.
What do you call this part right here? Sometimes you run into something hard, you sting. Chins. Well, what about if somebody squats down, you know, this part of the body right here? What do you call that? The thighs. Have you ever heard people call the haunches?
Mm-hmm.
Squat down on your haunches?
Mm-hmm.
That same thing. Say,
some people might call it leaves your thighs down there.
Right here.
Uh-huh.
Right behind your shin.
Mm-hmm.
You ever heard those called the calves?
Yeah.
And what about if, say somebody's been sick for a while, but around now, you might say, well, he's up and around, but he still looks a little
pinky.
Well, what about, say, somebody who can, who's real muscular and he can lift heavy weights? You say he's real
strong.
Any other way of saying that?
Strong.
Strong. Mm-hmm. Well, what about somebody who always has a smile on his face and, all like that, never losing his temper? You say he's mighty
pleasant
person. Or, you know, sometimes when boys are growing up, they reach an age where it seems like they just run into everything and trip over their own feet and all that.
Clumsy.
Mighty clumsy.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any other way of saying that? Maybe mighty
awkward.
Awkward.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what about somebody that just keeps on doing things that just don't make any sense? You say he's just a plain... Would you ever call anybody like that, he's just plain fool?
Yeah, foolish.
Fool. If you call somebody a fool, is that pretty strong?
I think it would be, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or what about a man who has a lot of money, but he doesn't like to part with it? He keeps hold of it?
Yeah. Tight one. Yeah, miser.
Uh-huh. Or what if you...
Stingy,
yeah. If you use the word common about a person, you say he's just a common person, what would you mean?
Ordinary working person.
Just ordinary average person.